This is the Annie Fry Show.
Well, happy Friday. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're back in our old studio.
It feels like an old friend who got cosmetic surgery.
Yeah, we're trying to. There are things that are different.
Yeah.
We're working it out. If you got if there's something you want us to know about how it sounds or whatever, you jump on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and you can leave a comment. You can also vote for the YouTube live chat poll today, which candidate has momentum, Harris or Trump? I saw polls today that I think Nate Silver's forecast, who is the old 538 guy, he left that and says it's trash now. Yeah. You got to talk into your microphone. Your microphone has to be on.
Okay.
That part of the studio hasn't changed.
Well, I had to get engineer's approval before.
You need to get closer to the microphone.
I had to get the engineer's approval.
Even closer.
Hello?
Everything's different. engineer's approval to turn the microphone on?
Yeah. Just because it's me.
538?
Nate Silver, man.
We're trying. I'm glad this is Friday.
Me too.
Me too.
He ran 538, which was kind of the Bible for polling and all that stuff for a while, and then he left that, and now he refers to it as totally slanted, totally biased. He's been projecting Donald Trump as a 60-plus percent chance of winning the Electoral College, which means he'd be the president, and as of yesterday, I saw that Harris is now in the lead.
Oh, with Nate Silver?
Yes.
Oh, this is news to me.
This is why polls are trash.
Skip one day and you miss a lot.
Does it sound like he's in another
room? It sounds like there is another mic that is open other than his.
Sounds like he's in the toilet.
Hello?
Hello, hello, hello.
You know what I'll just do? I'll just go ahead and go home. I'll leave you guys with Be or Not to Be. Have a good time.
We have 8,961 subscribers, and we made a commitment yesterday that if we got to 9,000 today, that you would play your, how are you referring to it, Cordial?
Mail clinic.
Mail clinic.
M-A-I-L.
For mail problems.
For mail problems if you're having trouble with your ballots. Yeah. if you just don't have that feeling anymore that you have, you know, they used to have.
Gosh, you've really committed to this.
I have. Yeah, we went all in. Got multiple voices.
When you say we, I want to be clear that it is not me included in your we.
Oh, no, no. Hey, you were a part of the original joke, which happened live, just as many things do.
I don't think that the original joke was intended to be funny. It just kind of happened.
Well, I know. The original joke was something about, you know, oversharing. And I said, yeah, we don't share about Brad's mail problems on the air.
Oh.
And you said, no, M-A-I-L.
Yes. I was just trying to protect Brad.
Which you did.
And you were like, you know what we should do? We should make it a really big thing.
Let's make it into a production. Literally.
But we need 9,000 subscribers in order to share that. And yeah, you've produced it?
It's ready to go.
Is it any good, though?
From our test group, our very small test group.
So Brad.
Brad told me chef's kiss this morning.
Yeah, I didn't want to hurt his feelings. It sounds like he worked really hard.
Are you grading
on it.
Ryan on a curve? We asked him to create a new music bed or a new thing intro for Next Question, which is what we do for Ask Us Anything. I wanted to call it Next Question now. So I asked him 3 weeks ago to create something. And what he did was he just changed the intro. He didn't change the music.
No, right. He didn't change the music.
I thought it was very good music.
It wasn't. Well, it's not. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, we used it for years.
The old music, it just was tired.
Okay.
You needed a nap.
Okay, so what I did was...
So I articulated to you that we just need a whole fresh new look, and you decided to do 50%.
Well, I did the open, and I thought if we just have the beat stay, so...
Which I specifically was part of the request to change.
So now, knowing all of that...
Maybe a difference of creative opinion.
Knowing all of that now...
No! No! It's not new!
It is all new. In fact,
now it's
all
new.
Yeah, it's a brand new bed.
Have you heard it, Brad?
I have.
Grade it.
B+.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll take a B+ on that.
Is that a Ryan Wiggins B+ on a curve?
Well,
B plus?
It's a legit B+, but I grade Ryan harder because I know what he's capable of and I know how high of a quality of, like with the Annie song. He did a really good job on that. He did it like in 10 minutes.
I hated it. I thought it was terrible.
Yeah, you hated it, but I mean as far as production quality goes, amazing. he can do really good stuff. So I say, Ryan, this is your absolute ceiling. It's way up here. But if I get something that's like on the first floor, I'm not going to give you a good grade for it, even though it might be good for everybody else.
Vicky says that she's listening on her phone while driving on the Oklahoma Turnpike, and she says it sounds perfect.
Vicky, I'm not sure that's true.
I think she's grading on a curve.
I think she's grading. Yeah, because us in the room, we're going, why do you sound so weird?
I don't want to talk about it. And we're probably going to get in trouble for talking about it. But we've got this awesome new board. The engineers have been working around the clock to make all of this happen. And we are the first ones to be broadcast. So, of course, they're going to have to. I've referred to it before as whack-a-mole. And so things are going to pop up, and we've got to figure out how to remedy them on the fly. And we are the guinea pigs here. But what I am hearing is so distracting. I can't focus.
That's just the way it is. Yeah. Here's where we become real professionals. If you have a normal day and we do great, so what?
I feel like we're all sitting in Ryan Wiggins' bathtub.
No, you don't. No, if you sat in Ryan Wiggins' bathtub, you'd hear nothing for a couple minutes, and then the sound of rushing waters.
Well, we're depressed.
Yeah, if you were, it'd be weird if we were all in my bathtub doing a show. You want to move on?
Yeah, I think it's time.
You want to talk about Nate Silver some more?
No, I don't. I will mention that in that Nate Silver forecast that now gives a little bit of an edge to Kamala Harris. What is it that's making people think that Kamala Harris has the edge? She was on with Oprah yesterday, and this is how Oprah began the event, talking to her group of
people. On the way here, when I was coming through the airport, black man stopped me, and he knew I was coming here for something like this. And he goes, well, I'm just tell you, I'm voting for Trump.
What? Really?
Why are you telling us that? Like, that you don't, Oprah, nobody's making you say that. Oprah's talking about coming to do a big, I think it's funny how some people are referring to it as a media event. It's a campaign event. Are you kidding me? Oprah was at the DNC convention being like, now's the time. But she's telling the story about a black man approaching her at the airport going, just so you know, I'm voting for Trump. I mean, times are tough.
Oprah's a huge celebrity.
Ben Stiller also.
I mean, it was great, though, because everybody was so energized and. I mean, I got to go to the convention and see her speech, which was just incredible. And feeling that energy, feeling kind of going from a stop Trump mode into a go Kamala mode. People starting to, really hear what she's about.
So I don't know. What would you call that? I would call that joy.
Oh, yeah. He was very enthusiastic.
The move, the shift out of stopping Trump to cheering for Kamala Harris. I don't see that happening yet.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Maybe in a manufactured celebrity Zoom call with a few people present.
You know, that stuff does matter, though. It's just that I think we're at a place where America sees through celebrity, sees through media. After the last 4 years, after COVID especially, I just don't think we're in the same place where everybody just goes, well, that's the official narrative. They don't buy into it as much. For you to walk up, Oprah, again, is a huge, huge celebrity. Mm-hmm. She probably could walk into any international airport to take the pitch.
Yeah. Good take.
Thank you.
She could be.
That reminds me of one I took yesterday that I forgot to tell you. I'm going to write it down right now.
Please do in the break. in any part of the world, she's probably well known enough. Even if you've never seen the Oprah show, you know that she's a huge celebrity. For you to see Oprah walking through an airport and go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go walk up to Oprah and tell her I'm voting for Trump. Yeah. That takes some stones, man.
I wonder about Oprah, and this is just like celebrity in general. There's kind of like in my brain, and I want to get your opinion on this. There's two levels of celebrity. There's like recognition and influence. And I think Oprah is still super high on that recognition thing. I don't know where she is on that influence scale yet.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
You think she's still pretty super high on influence?
No, I think there's a separation. I think that's two ways to break it down. I don't know a single person. I'm going to see, let's put it at 30 years old. That might be too young. Who's like, but what does Oprah think?
Yeah.
About anything.
Yeah.
And there are people who are probably under 25 that are like, who is Oprah?
Maybe.
What is she? How does she? I haven't seen Oprah in years.
Yeah. Does she still do a show?
She has her network. Yes, she has shows.
Oh, so she does her own show on her network.
I like how you said own show because that's what it's called.
Oh, I don't know anything about her network. I read her magazine like it's gospel. Oh, love. Oh,
I don't think it's still in.
Every fifth of the month, whenever I go to the mailbox, I'm like, I can't wait for my O.
We are a professional radio.
I think you're
show.
Right. I don't think it's in circulation anymore.
I don't think that it's not in circulation because people don't want the magazine anymore. I just think people don't want magazines anymore.
Yeah, people don't want magazines.
I'm looking at the OWN network right now, which you can find at Oprah.com.
Ooh.
Love and Marriage Detroit, First Time Buyers Club. I think I've heard of that before. Bell Collective, don't know anything about that. Love and Marriage Huntsville, Family Empire Houston, The Never Ever Mets.
What exactly are you reading?
These are shows on her network.
Oh, okay.
I am looking at all of the people who are featured in these 9 shows on the top of the page, and every single person is black, which is fine. But I guess that's the target there. It's kind of like a BET of sorts.
It's probably black female is my guess.
No. I mean,
as far as their target demo.
But the target demo, yeah. Yes. Yes. So she's definitely got, gosh, I can like hear the inside of your nose, right?
Sounds great, doesn't it? I cleaned it yesterday.
Oh.
Didn't have time today.
My goodness.
Did that for you. Thought we're going to be in a new studio.
Mics might be a little hot.
We'll clean this out.
Do you think the people want to hear the male problem?
Well,
promo?
Yeah, or I think they do.
Is it going to be something they want to unhear?
Oh, no, no.
Is it going to be something I want to unhear?
No, gosh. You know, you'll have a good time with it. Everybody's going to have a good time with the male clinic commercial.
I don't think that we're going to get to 9,000 today. We need 39 subscribers. So we're going to have to do something better than this to get over 9,000. I don't know how many people are going to come to the YouTube channel today.
I guess what you're suggesting is that I take off my undershirt. What? Okay, fine.
Nobody,
I will.
Nobody suggested that.
If we get to 9,000, I'll take off my undershirt.
Do you wear undershirts?
Yeah, like, wear one right now.
I see you have a second shirt on. Is that just a t-shirt that's smaller than the top shirt you're wearing?
Yeah, I don't wear one that's bigger on the underneath.
If you think about undershirts, that's a specific type of a thing. It's not just like the location of the shirt that you're wearing.
Right.
Undershirts, I'm thinking of the white tank tops, which have been referred to as something that I'm not going to say here out of respect for the...
Spaghetti shirts.
What?
Spaghetti.
What?
Yeah. They have like little spaghetti straps.
No.
No, they're not. No.
People eat spaghetti in them.
It's called an A-shirt.
It's called a what?
An A-shirt.
I haven't heard this either.
Can you verify that?
Yeah,
is that like a man thing?
It's what's on the package when you buy them.
A?
Yeah, A shirt.
Why?
I don't know. Because it looks like an A if you turn it upside down? I don't know.
Gotta go get one of these shirts. Go find somebody who's wearing one of these shirts and ask if you can borrow it.
I'll go around the office.
Do you wear an undershirt?
Yes.
Do all men wear undershirts?
No, if you're in really good shape, you don't have to.
You probably wouldn't want to.
Why? Yeah, you probably wouldn't want to.
Why are you wearing one?
You just don't wear a shirt.
Yeah, you just don't. Yeah, you just come to the office. You got to shave that chest, though.
Yeah. What's up, ladies?
What's up?
Do men shave their chests for women, or do men prefer it for themselves?
Oh gosh, there's so many reasons. Yeah. I've never shaved my chest in my life. But I'm going to talk like I'm an expert on this.
Better to wax than shave.
Oh, gosh, yes. I'll tell you what. If you're going to do it, you got to do it. Because the initial pain, yes, it hurts. Like, to put a big wax strip down the center of your chest and just pull.
You ever waxed anything?
Yeah, I have. I've waxed my eyebrows before.
That's good.
Yeah,
I support that.
I don't anymore. But for a while, I was like, oh, I'll take care of myself.
Do you do it any less?
Yes, I do it less.
Said you didn't do it anymore.
I don't do it anymore. But, you know, if you're somebody who's going to be on the cover of, let's say, a romance novel.
Why was it that you did it? Skip it. Let's not get distracted.
This is not a well-known fact.
What would the name of the romance novel be that you are on the cover of?
Hot, and then I can't say the last word. Starts with an S.
Spaghetti.
Can you imagine buying a romance novel with me on the cover? It's just called Hot Blank.
Hot Spaghetti.
Hot Spaghetti. I was going to tell you that for a while in the late 90s, they had to use... So you remember when Fabio got hit in the face by that goose?
Goose.
So for a little while,
was it on a roller coaster?
It was on a roller coaster.
Like a duck?
I'm pretty sure it was a goose.
Okay.
So when that happened, he got taken out of the game for a little bit. So they needed somebody. And this is when I was at the peak of my
Google Fabio, but I was starting to write a hot spaghetti.
So when they needed a Fabio double for like 6 months,
goose.
I was probably 17.
Shut up.
I stepped into that role very briefly. And there's a couple of hot spaghetti novels out there.
It's like...
You wouldn't know it, but it's me.
Hot romance novel meets spaghetti western.
That's right,
You've never really seen this Genesis before.
Yeah, it's super hot and romantic. And it's in the Grand Canyon.
And I don't want another...